You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish closes out this powerful week by helping you discover how to stir up and activate the gifts of the Spirit in your life. The gifts are not just for yesterday. They're for now, and they're for you. Our key verse for today is 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 6. For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. Now, all week long, we have been laying down the foundation for understanding the gifts of the Spirit. What they are, who gives them, why they matter, and how love must be the driving force behind them. But today, we are turning a corner. Today, we are getting personal. Because it's one thing to know about the gifts, it's another to walk in them. Paul's words to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, strikes a powerful chord. It says, "For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." That phrase, kindle afresh, means to fan into flame, to reignite something that may have dimmed. So let me ask you, has your fire grown cold? Has the gift God placed in you been buried under fear, distraction, or even doubt? Because here's the truth. If you are in Christ, the Spirit of God lives inside of you, and He doesn't come empty-handed. He comes bearing gifts, and not to just sit on a shelf, not just for pastors, preachers, or prophets, not just for the apostles of the first century. The gifts of the Spirit are for you, for the work God has called you to, for the ministry He wants to do through you, for the edification of the church and the advancement of the kingdom. So today, we are going to talk about how to stir up what's already inside of you, how to break off passivity, how to wake up the gifts that have been lying dormant. Because if the church is going to be the powerful, Spirit-filled bride of Christ that she's called to be, then we've got to stop waiting and start stirring. So let's start by remembering this. The gifts are given, but they must be activated. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he didn't say, "Go get a gift." He said, "Kindle the gift that you already received." That means that there's a part that you play. The Holy Spirit gives the gift, but you stir it up. You practice it. You step out in faith. You keep using it, growing in it, and submitting it to the Lord. And here's where fear often paralyzes people. They say things like, "What if I mess up? What if I'm wrong? What if people think I'm crazy?" But Paul immediately follows verse 6 with verse 7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of discipline." So let me say it plainly. If fear is keeping you from using your gift, it is not from God. God doesn't ignite gifts in you only to watch fear blow them out. He gives you power. He fills you with love. And He teaches you discipline. All three are necessary if you are going to walk in your calling. Now you may be thinking, "Okay, Jeff, I want to stir it up. But how?" Well, let me give you a few practical ways to do just that. First, get in God's presence. Every time you spend time with the Lord in prayer, worship, and in the Word, you are stoking the flame. You are allowing the Spirit to awaken what's inside of you. If your gift is prophecy, you'll start sensing impressions from the Lord. If it's healing, He'll stir your compassion towards the sick. If it's teaching, He'll start bringing clarity and revelation in His Word that you can't help but to share. The secret place is where the flame is tended. Don't neglect it. Second, surround yourself with Spirit-filled believers. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." If you want to walk in the gifts, get around others who are doing the same. There's something powerful about being in an atmosphere of faith. When you hear testimonies of healing, it stirs up boldness in you. When someone prophesies with accuracy and humility, it teaches you what the gift can look like. When someone lays hands on you and prays in the Spirit, it charges your spirit. You were never meant to stir this up alone. That's why Paul laid hands on Timothy. That's why we have the body of Christ. Now, the third step is to step out in faith. You can't stir up a gift that you never use. Start small if you have to, but start. If you believe God is giving you a word of knowledge, speak it in love. If someone needs prayer for healing, lay hands on them and ask the Spirit to move. If you have a teaching gift, ask your pastor if you can lead a Bible study or help in a discipleship class, because faith isn't faith until it's acted on. James chapter 2, verse 26 says, "Faith without works is dead." So don't let the gift in you die in theory. Activate it in practice. Fourth is to stay humble and teachable. The gifts are not for your glory. They are not proof of spiritual superiority. They are tools for ministry and love. If God gives you a word, weigh it carefully. If someone corrects you, receive it with grace. Maturity in the gifts means that you are willing to grow, to be refined, to be led by the Spirit, not by pride or by ego. And remember, Paul told the Corinthians that the gifts must be governed by love. So if you want to walk powerfully, walk humbly. Let the Spirit lead, not your ambition. Fifth is, keep fanning the flame. Some of you were on fire once. You used to pray in boldness. You used to prophesy. You used to speak words of encouragement and knowledge. But life happened. Disappointment happened. You got criticized. You got weary. And the flame started to dim. But Paul's word to Timothy is God's word to you today. Kindle it afresh. It's not gone. It's not dead. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave dwells inside of you, and He's ready to breathe on the embers and bring back the fire. The church needs what you carry. The kingdom needs your obedience. The world needs to see a people who walk not just in word, but in power. So stir it up. Go back to the prayer closet. Ask the Spirit to reveal your gifts. Submit them to His direction and start using them. Because you weren't just filled just to feel. You were filled to function. So let me challenge you as we end this episode and this week. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Have you asked Him to fill you? Are you walking in the gifts that He has given you? Or have you let fear, doubt, or discouragement put them on the shelf? Now is the time to stir them up. Not tomorrow, not next month, not once you feel ready. Now. Fan the flame. Pray in the Spirit. Lay hands on the sick. Prophesy when prompted, and serve with love. Teach with boldness, exhort with joy, discern with accuracy, and operate in faith. You were made for this. And when the church begins to stir up the gifts again, not just on platforms, but in everyday life, we will see revival. We will see deliverance. We will see healing. And we will see souls saved. We will see dead hearts awaken. We will see bones coming back to life. Because this gospel is not in word only, but in spirit and in power. So stir it up, church. Stir it up. And next week, we will begin diving into each gift one by one, starting with the gift of words of wisdom. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you to walk boldly with Christ. Want more content like this? Click the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' social platforms, plus a link to Jeff's devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love for you to leave a rating and review. It helps more people find this message of freedom, faith, and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time gift through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. All partnership options are available through the link tree. Together, your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Join us again next week as we keep diving into God's Word together.